Well, there is a countdown clock in some newsrooms in preparation for the royal wedding taking place at the end of this week. 8,000 members of the foreign press are in London. Even the takeaway is going to spend some time on the event. But there are 5,000 police officers on duty this Friday to ensure a safe, secure, and happy event. The BBC's Nick Higham with a look at the preparations going into what's turning out to be a global wedding.
I'm standing outside the west front of Westminster Abbey. That's the main door. And I'm surrounded, as ever, by tourists in the spring sunshine, but also by photographers and camera crews and journalists, because the Royal Wedding Media Circus is in town. Across the road, there's a three-storey temporary grandstand built for television news crews and stills photographers. And as if that weren't enough, up on the roof of Westminster Central Hall across the road, perched precariously, there are half a dozen temporary studios, scaffolding structures built by the main American networks and the BBC and others. When Kate Middleton steps out of the car at the Abbey door on Friday and the world gets its first proper view of her wedding dress, the sound of cameras clicking is likely to be deafening. So, why all the interest? Chris Wilde is director of London's Foreign Press Association.
At the core of it is Diana, in my view, having talked to the foreign correspondents. At the core of it, you have a wedding. Prince William's mother was Diana, Princess of Wales, and he's going to be King of England. And people talk about soap opera, they talk about fairy tale, however you describe it, it's a story that everybody wants.
The operation at Westminster Abbey pales in comparison with the main media compound opposite Buckingham Palace. Green Park, where the birdsong's been drowned out by the thrum of portable generators, is gradually filling up with more than 150 giant outside broadcast trucks, porter cabins, marquees. It's said to be the biggest broadcasting operation ever mounted in the UK. Facing the palace itself, a three-storey bank and more than 30 television studios.
Billboard first.
And just like Princess Diana, what she wears will be the top.
Some foreign news organisations are up and running already. NBC's Today is already using its studio across the road from Buckingham Palace. Americans seem obsessed with the wedding. Meredith Vieira is one of the programme's presenters.
It's the past. There's pomp and pageantry involved in it. You like what you don't have, somewhat. And when it comes to William and his brother and that, I mean, we have a feeling in our hearts for those both those boys because of everything they went through. So I think people in the States are rooting especially for Prince William and for Kate.
Royal wedding fever started weeks ago around the world.
For the marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton.
The same names have been on television presenters' lips on every continent.
In 1902 state Landau.
Viewers have been treated to stories on everything from hats to horses. And on the day, up to 2.5 billion people could be watching.
The royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton is the real global reality show.
And even Republicans, it seems, aren't immune from wedding fever. In Australia, where a referendum in 1999 came close to voting for the abolition of the monarchy, there's intense interest. Phil Williams is the London correspondent for Australia's public broadcaster, the ABC.
Yes, there is a Republican push. But this is a celebrity event also, so you have this enormous focus on a very attractive couple, and the Republican issue is something separate. You can be a Republican and still watch this and say, oh, isn't that lovely?
The BBC's Nick Higham. We've heard of Meredith Vieira. Thanks, Nick.